Juliana of Norwich said, "This is our Lord's will, that our prayer and our trust be alike large. For if we do not trust as much as we pray, we fail in full worship to our Lord in our prayer. And also we hinder and hurt ourselves. The reason is that we do not know truly that our Lord is the ground from which our prayer springeth, nor do we know that it is given us by His grace and His love. If we knew this, it would make us trust to have of our Lord's gifts all that we desire. For I am sure that no man asketh mercy and grace with sincerity without mercy and grace being given to him first." Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute, 800, number 889. Here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator passage of scripture from the Word of God today is Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, which says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." Our featured prayer motivator quote today is from Walter Rauschenbusch. He said, "Pray always with special reference to the needs of the day and the hour, the warfare to be waged, the temptations to be resisted, the work to be done, the sorrow to be borne. Put your life into your prayer, and let it be the most real and the most immediate business of your life." Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for these reminders to pray and to pray without ceasing. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray as we should today and throughout our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.